أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا أبي القاسم محمد وأئمة الطيبين الطاهرين. My name is Sayyid G. Safavi. I am Iranian, but I live in London. And I am a Sufi from the Safavi Sufi chain, which established by Sheikh Safiyuddin Ardabili in 15th century. And then Sheikh Safiyuddin established Qazilbash Sufi chain. And finally they established Safavi kingdom in Iran and made first independent Shia country and it is Persia, today Iran. But my field of study is Sufism and comparative philosophy, and I work on mainly on Masnavi of Rumi. At first I wanted to speak about the system and structure of Masnavi of Molavi. Is there any system or not? This is a very big question. But when yesterday I came here and see the atmosphere and location, I decide to present a wider understanding of the Masnavi, not very specific aspect of the Masnavi. Then a little I discuss about the Maulana, who is Maulana, and then mainly about the Masnavi. مولانا جلال الدین محمد بلخی رومی. He is one of the most important Iranian Muslim Sufi. He was born in Balkh, around Balkh, Great Persia. Now it is between Uzbekistan and Afghanistan. There is different idea about that. Where is really his location at the moment? It is, if we say the Balkh, this is today Afghanistan. If we say Badakhshan, this is a part of the today Uzbekistan. But it's no important. This is Afghanistan or Uzbekistan, Samarkand or Bukhara. This is Iran and Persia. In Eastern country, in Iran, Turkey, Afghanistan, we call him Maulana or Molavi, our master. This is his picture, this is the Maulana picture, or this is Rumi picture. In Western country, they call him Rumi. Why? Because he immigrated from Balkh with his family, from Persia to Konya. We say Konya. It is Anatoly or Rome. Then for this reason, Maulana Jalaluddin Muhammad Balkhi. Balkhi mentioned to his location of birth, and Rumi mentioned to where he lived, and it was the Konya. And at the moment, his tomb is in the this is his shrine in Konya, and this is big picture of his tomb, and this is inside of the his tomb in Konya, and and this is museum of Maulana or Rumi in Konya. Then he died around 700 years ago. At his time there was not Maulavi Sufi chain, and even according to my research, Maulana himself didn't believe to any specific Sufi chain or Silsiliya Sufiya. But after he left this world, his follower established Maulavi Sufi chain, Maulaviya. And after him, Maulana believed to Sama, to spiritual dance. They dance, or Sama, we say Sama. Turkish said Sama, Arab said Sama. In English, we say spiritual dance. If you want to explain what does mean, this Sema, this is the spiritual dance. This is dance, but this dance is completely different from the material dance. This is spiritual dance. And every year, from 10th of December to 17th of December, there is a celebration for Maulana in Konya, and they present Sema in Konya. And Sema starts with the name of God, and they turn and present Zikr, Hu La Ilaha Illa Hu, or said Allah, 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 Allah. And this Sema is around the 2 hours, and 1 week, and in each day 2 hours Sema, and thousands of people from around the world, America, Europe, Africa, they attend to this Sema in Konya. And I have some photo from the Sema. If we have time, I show this personal photo that I get in the Konya. But we continue to discuss about the life of the Maulana. Education period of Maulana. Maulana at first educated and trained by his father Bahauddin Walad, and then Muhaqqiq Tirmizi in Damascus and in Halab, and then he back to Konya and start teaching Islamic thought, Sharia thought. He was a theologian. Maulana, he was a theologian like Ghazali, Muhammad Ghazali, not Ahmad Ghazali. Like Muhammad Ghazali, when he was Qazi al-Quzzat in Baghdad, he was theologian. And so many people believe to him. But suddenly something happened to the Maulana life. One day he was in mosque and teaching Islamic sciences. Suddenly one dervish came to his class. Dervish with ordinary dress, not very polite, and poor dervish, and said, "What do you do, Sheikh? What do you teach?" Maulana looked at him. I said, this poor man, what is his question? He can't understand my tafsir, theology, kalam, hadith. This is very high level of the Islamic sciences. This dervish can, how can understand? Maulana replied to this dervish, this is not your business. This is out of your mind. This is out of your understanding. He said, okay, and back and left Maulana class. And suddenly, fire get all of the books in the room of the Maulana. And Maulana wake up and follow him and said, what is this? What is this fire? What this matter happened? And this dervish said, this is not your business. This is so much higher than of your understanding. And this man was Shamse Tabrizi. Maulana become Maulana after met Shams. If he didn't meet Shams, Maulana or Rumi was like thousands Muslim theologian. We have thousands theologian, Muslim theologian, and maybe just scholars, very high scholars know their name and read their books. But Maulana become Maulana, Rumi become Maulana after visit Shams, this poor dervish. Dervish. Turk said dervish, the Iranian say dervish. Or Aref. You see, for the mystic, Sufi, Aref, our term, in Shia term, I am 12 Shia Imam, we use Aref. Other Muslim, and in English term, they use Sufi. And in English, you use mysticism and mystic. I'm not very happy with the mysticism. I don't think so. This is very equal term for the Irfan or the Sufism. Sufism mention to the, according to our understanding, mention to social aspect of the Muslim spiritual activity. But Irfan or Arif, this is mentioned to the theoretical or to the illumination aspect of the followers of the Salik. This is Arif. And this Irfan, this special knowledge, become through the heart by illumination, not through the reading. Reading, it is good. We have different class for the what is the effect of the reading. We have Mashai school in philosophy, Ishraqi school in philosophy, and transcendent philosophy in transcendent philosophy established by Mullah Sadra. Mashai that established by Farabi and follow by Ibn Sina, they so much believe to ilmi husuli, intelligence, rational understanding and rationality. And they are philosophers. But Sheikh Ishraq, who was in the time of the Salahuddin Ayyubi and killed by Muslim, this man established Ishraqi philosophy and he emphasized on the illumination and believed to Hakim Muta'alli. It means to the wisdom man who have rational understanding of the universe, but even have heart understanding of the world of the universe. Then Hakim Muta'alli is higher than just philosopher. Then Shams was a specific, very special man. he has very high knowledge of understanding of the spirituality of Islam. What did he do with the Maulana, and Maulana become Maulana? He teach him love. You see, in Sufism, we have two schools, at least. Faqr school and love school, or Ishq school. Baghdad school or Khurasan school. Faqr school so much emphasized on the fear of the God and thinking about the future life. Are we go, are we back to the garden or not? And emphasize on the riyazat, on the zuhd. Control the eating, sex, sleeping, this kind of matters. But love school, which established at first by Rabi'a, she was a very great Sufi Muslim woman from the first century, they emphasize on the love. We can achieve to God, we can achieve to reality, to truth, by love. Not just with reading, not just with riyazat and praying so much and made so much and so many zikr, praying, fasting, it is good. But the right way and shortest way is love. If I have time, I describe what does mean love and how many love we have, metaphor love, divine love, the role of the metaphor love to achieve to divine life. If I have time, I explain. But this is just a tear. Shams teach to Maulana love. Then Maulana character, personality completely has changed. And he believes to God, believes to love. And Ishq, Ashiq, and Ma'shuq become same. There is no differentiation between you and somebody who loves him or her. Allahu Jamilun wa yuhibbul Jamal. And in love, they so much emphasize on the beauty of God and beauty of universe. And in the Maulana and Shams understanding of Islam, beauty has very big role. And in Maulana understanding, woman is representative of beauty of God. Then for this reason, they discuss about the metaphor love and discuss about this kind of beauty. Then Maulana become Maulana, change his life had changed. He turned from the very scholar, very respected theologian, religious man to a very ordinary Sufi with free spiritual behavior. He walked in the bazaar and listening voice of the bazaar and start to the sama and say, Allah, 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 Allah. You see, Sheikh Bukhari and some other friends who are specialists in Islam, they know when you are a cleric, you should have very disciplined behavior, very special dress, disciplined behavior. Your manner in the bazaar, in the market, in the street should be very polite. But Maulana broken all of this kind of discipline and start Sema, love, 3 months discussion, 3 or 4 months discussion with the Shams. Then after pressure of the jealous people, Shams left Gunye. Because you see, we have the problem with the people who have bad manner, especially jealousy. Maulana, after 3 months, made a separation between the Maulana and Shams went to the Halab, and then again Maulana looking for him, find him, invited to him, back to Konya, and but even after very short period, Shams and Maulana made separation, and we don't know what happened to Shams. And who is Shams? This is a very big question. Who is Shams and what happened to Shams? There is several point of view on the Shams, the originality of the Shams. Shams was a Qalandar, was a Sufi, was the Imam Zaman. Who was this man? And he killed or not, or just he hidden? We don't know. There is three ideas about the Shams. And then Maulana become Maulana, and he presents, he writes some books. His main books are Masnavi, Divan Shams, Sri Mafi, Majalis Sab'a, and Maktubat. Maulana teaching, what is time?
7 minutes to 7 minutes.
Yeah, I should write it. Masnavi, a little discussion about the Masnavi. Then Maulana, his main work is the his main work is Masnavi. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم هذا کتاب المثنوی و هو اصول الدین فی کشف اسرار الوصول والیقین و هو فقه الله الاکبر. He beginning his book مثنوی, this is half part of the Masnavi edition of the Qunya, with this Arabic introduction. If I have time, I discuss about this, what does mean. This is very Haza Kitab al Masnavi wa huwa usul usul al-din. This is the Masnavi, and this is roots of roots of roots of religion. Then there is three roots, and there is three level of the religion. And this book is speaking about the third level of the religion. Shari'at, Tariqat, and Haqiqat. This book is speaking about the Tariqat and how we can achieve to Haqiqat. Then Masnavi, it is not a theological book, or this is not a historical book, this is not, when he discusses about the job, determinism, this determinism completely different with the Ash'ari school, or Mu'tazili, or Shia school. This is Sufi text. Then job in Sufism and in theology completely different. Then, this is the Arabic introduction, and but Masnavi start with these verses. Just I recite some verses of the Masnavi. Vishnu az nay chun shikayat mikunad. These verses, it is about the separation. We separate from our origin, and we have pain for this separation, and we have love to return to our origin. Then this is about the separation and about the love to back to our origin. Bishnu adne chun hikayat mikonad kaz neyestan ta mara ببریدند از نفیرم مرد زن نالیدند. بشنو از نیشون حکایت می کند و از جدایی ها شکایت می کند که از نیستان تا مرا ببریده اند از نفیرم مرد و زن نالیده اند سینه خواهم شرح شرح از فراق تا بگویم شرح درد اشتیاق. Not everybody can understand what is my pain. Not everybody can understand the pain of the salik, of the followers, or other language. You see, this is the spiritual community. Some people believe these kind of people are mad people. How in the technological, in information technology century, how we discuss about this kind of matter, divine life, spirituality, they are mad people. They can't understand.
Just 5 minutes,
okay. Then, Masnavi. Then this is the beginning of the Masnavi. And then, 34 verses, poem verses of the Masnavi. Then, first story. بگیم به قصه شاه و کنیزک. بشنوید ای دوستان این داستان، خود حقیقت نقد حال ماست آن. This is the beginning of the first story of the Masnavi. Masnavi divided to 6 books. In total, there is 26,000 verses in the Masnavi, divided to 6 books. Each book divided to several stories. And each story divided to several sections. For example, first story divided to 9 sections. And count. The smallest 5 sections, and longer, I think, 44 sections. This book translated to so many languages, such as English, most important translation of Masnavi is Nicholson, but Redhouse, Winfield, other translate before Nicholson, but Nicholson is the best. He worked 20 years on the edition. Translation and write a comment on the Masnavi. He did very well. And this book translated to Arabic, to Turkish, to French, to Germany, to Urdu, to so many languages. Comments on this book start from the very early after his death. Best classical commentary on Masnavi in Persian, it is Jawahir al-Asrar from Khwarazmi. In Turkey, best commentary is on Qaravi work. This work is translated to Farsi by Sattarzade. And then we have Bahrul Ulum commentary. And in the contemporary commentary on the Masnavi in Farsi, Furuzan Far, Shahidi. And best commentary on the Masnavi in Persia, it is Karim Zamani work, 6 volume. And Muhammad Ali Jafari, and in English, best commentary is Nicholson's work. But Nicholson commentary, it is the summarized. He summarized the Anqaravi commentary on Masnavi. The message. This is the conclusion of my speech. I wanted a little discuss about the system of Masnavi. In conclusion, I will say this book and what is the style of the Masnavi? Masnavi present a spiritual understanding of Islam by a story and by poem. Then he made, he applied two kind of art, a story and poem, to present spirituality to all people, and even ordinary people. Ordinary people, if read Quran, maybe they can't understand. But poem and story, it is very interesting. They can understand. And he present, he believes the essence of Islam or any kind of religion is love and peace and tolerance. If we discuss here about the peace and spirituality, what is the message of the Maulana? Maulana believed at first for the peace, we should peace at first in our inside, then outside. There is a conflict in our inside, between the faculty of senses and reason and heart, or between spirit and soul, or between body and spirit. There is different term, but definitely everybody accepts there is at least two faculty in the in mankind. At first, we should make a harmony, a peace between these faculties, and then looking for peace in the outside of ourselves. What is the way of this peace? It is love. We should love to Allah, to God, to any term that you would like to use for this transcendent being, transcendent existence. This is no matter which term that we use it. And when we love him, all mankind are family. Annas ayalullah. People are family of God. This is no important. You are Jewish, Christian, Muslim, Baha'i, Buddhist, or Hindu, whatever. Or my brother from the Zatoshtiyat, I believe so much, Zatoshtiyat or Zoroastrian, it is my religion in the ancient Iran. This is no matter. When you love to God, you love to everybody, because everybody are family of the God. And if you love him, you should love everybody. Then conclusion, I hope all of us can follow tolerance, respect to all culture, all religion, and accept brotherhood behavior. And the base of this kind of relationship, it is spirituality and love. And finally, I pay praying. Ya Allah, 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 Ya Allah. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azaban nar. Ya Karim, Ya Rahim, Ilahi, bi rahmatika Ya Rahim. Ilahi, oh God, give us happiness in this world and in the next world. Thank you very much.